This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It doesn't matter because Trump is not running against Kamala. He's not running against Biden. He's running against Trump. That's all this is about. Trump has to beat Trump. He has to have moments where he untrumps himself. He's got to pull back. Calling her names, they want that. They want the bloodbath. They want him to come out there because guess what? We'll all be laughing and we'll be hashtagging. But half the country that works for the living is going to be like, why is he always talking? Just stick to policies.
Our friend Tyrus was hosting Gutfeld the other day, and he was making that point. That's something that we've said here on the show. I've said on that Donald Trump needs to understand that his opponent, Tyrus is saying more directly to Trump, like, you got to be better than your worst. And what I've always said is Donald Trump's opponent is who the media has made him out to be. And he has to continue to chisel cracks in that facade so that people can understand who he really is. Also, under that facade are some maybe it's like very subjectively lovable. when you take in how he behaves. Well, I think once you realize that he's not setting out to be a dictator who wants to rule your life and destroy, I guess, your understanding of America. I mean, I'm trying to put myself in the minds of those who breathe to detest him. Once you realize he's not that guy, it's kind of like, oh, this is kind of funny.
And which is why he's got to keep doing the things that he's doing today, speaking to the National Association of Black Journalists, talking directly to people without media interference, doing the golf video the other day. That stuff is good for him. He needs to continue to do as much of it as possible.
He needs to humanize himself.
Yeah.
Show himself as a person. That was kind of the thing.
That's the thing, though. He does that all the time. Just because he doesn't mean that people are able to receive it because it's bastardized through the media.
Yeah, and to your point, I think there's a section of the population that will never be able to receive it. It doesn't matter what he does. I mean, like, he could pull like 12 babies out of a burning fire and they would figure out a way to write it against him just because
all the babies were white.
Yeah. And, you know, there's just a section of the population that is so, I don't know, locked in by this that they'll never, it doesn't matter what he does, they'll never give in to him. But those aren't the people he needs to win.
He can get out of his own way, though. And I don't trust that he's going to do that all the time. He did it during the first debate, though. He beat Joe Biden. Out of the race. Joe Biden's gone. Where is Joe Biden? What is Joe Biden doing right now?
That's a great question.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was writing podcast material earlier and asking the question, wait a minute, Kamala Harris isn't the president. The current president needs to weigh in on Israel and all these issues.
What podcast material?
Our own.
For the show?
Yeah.
We have a podcast?
We do.
Do you remember the day that I was talking about how our podcasts were on Spotify and yours were on Spotify and you didn't know it?
Yeah, I think I do remember that.
Found that out live on the air. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you can check us out on Spotify. You're like, oh man, you're on Spotify? We're on Spotify? That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, Ryan, your show is on Spotify. You didn't believe me.
I still am excited about that. You mm-hmm. can, I mean, you can find us everywhere. Apple, you can find us all over the place now. We're huge.
What? Massive. As is declared yesterday. What percentage, like, how much of our audience do you think is interested in podcast? I feel like podcasting a daily 3-hour show. I mean, I'm all for it. And I'm not, like, suggesting we get rid of it. But I'm just wondering, it's not, like...
It's got to be, like, of total numbers, like, maybe 3-5% of people.
I know we get listenership from it. I know that it counts when it counts. I know that that matters. But, I'm just going to say it. I can't believe that anybody listens to me for anything. It's the weirdest thing when people come up to me and be like, I listen all the time. And I'm internally, I'm always thinking, why? It's so flattering, but I also feel like it's so fleeting. Like, I don't want to hold on to it too tight because it'll be too hard to let go when the time comes to let it go.
Interesting. Because I'm the exact opposite. Whenever I go into a place and people don't listen. Like, what is happening?
What are you doing with your time?
What are these people doing with their lives? They're not listening? I don't get it.
Brad confessed early on the show that he listens to other shows.
I don't love that.
Uh-uh. You got something to say to him?
Brad, I want you to continue to do exactly what you're doing, because I realized that if you were going to leave right now, that I would probably have to go run the board. Why don't you just keep doing what you're doing, buddy?
You got to start
great
it off
job.
Right.
No, great job.
No, you got to apologize first.
No. You and I are the same on the hierarchy.
You have to apologize when you speak to me.
Ryan, yes, we are not the same.
We are. We are the same on the hierarchy sheet. So, first of all, Annie, I apologize.
You should.
Second, Brad, you're doing a bang-up job.
Thank you, Ryan.
Could you run that board right now?
Yeah, but it would take me... I'm rusty.
If something happened and you needed to run the board for the rest of the show... Would the audience know that there was a new person running the board?
Heck yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It would take me, because hitting all the liners and stuff when we go with the bump music, hitting the, you're listening to the Annie Fry Show and stuff like that.
Aren't you clicking a button?
Yeah, but I got to know where they are. And then right now, I don't. That stuff,
Are they obvious over there, Brad?
Yeah. Yeah, they have names on
them. Tell me what you're looking at.
What am I looking at? I'm looking at a screen here that gives me the lineup of what, we call them carts are next in the lineup. So what commercials are next?
Do you know why we call them carts?
No, I don't.
I do.
All right, old man.
It's because they used to be on actual cartridges.
Amazing.
Cart numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that. I see the current bump music and how far we are into it. I've got my stingers and hotkeys for guest entrances. So I could do Tyrus, DeRoy, Hans, Wiggins.
I like the way you said Wiggins.
Yeah,
it's
kind of a concession.
Yeah. I got Joe Conchas here.
Just told you you're doing a great job.
Do you have a liner button up there? Is it obvious?
A liner button. Tell me.
I didn't ask that right. Apparently,
yeah.
A liner button.
Maybe, but I don't know what that like.
I'm just thinking that if I had to jump in and do it, or if Ryan had to jump over there and do it, would we be able to visually look around and go, okay.
Oh, yeah. So, like, all of the liners that play during the, I was going to call them stingers, but whatever, they play during the...
Okay, stingers.
During, I could be way off. I'm completely...
Hey, no.
Everything
you're,
that...
You're an old pro now, Brad. We follow your lead.
Yeah, but I've just defined everything as whatever since I started it. But, like, I can hit the Annie... This is the Annie Fry Show. AFS YouTube, you're listening... You know, that's kind of what's up there. And then it says Facebook, Twitter, website, and AFS Instagram. Those are all the liners / stingers that you can hit and get them. So it's all right there, and they're color-coded even.
What is, Ryan, outside of what you do here, and maybe that's not even, it wouldn't even be your answer, where do you feel the most comfortable in radio? Like, where do you feel like you excel? Maybe we're not maximizing your talents.
One thing that I'm really good at is hosting.
That's not what she asked.
She asked. She
where
wants
did
to know,
you excel?
Yeah, hosting. You know, I can do co-host, but man, do I shine in the big chair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why do people call it the big chair?
Because it's the number one spot.
This chair.
The chair is no
this
bigger.
This chair is sometimes your chair.
Sometimes it is.
The chairs get moved around in here like crazy.
But I think it comes from the old Masterpiece Theater, sitting in the big chair.
I just thought it was a comment.
It is. To answer your question, though, non-jokingly, I think I'm probably best at just sort of throwing crap into things.
You've made a career out of it.
I know. It's been great.
Are you the luckiest man alive?
If I got paid real well, then yeah. Right now, I'm just lucky.
Just enough.
Yeah. I'm lucky, but boy, we're close.
Brad, you came into this show with how much radio experience? How long had you been in the business?
Zero. Zero radio experience, zero time under my belt, zero understanding of how any of this worked.
Do you feel comfortable now?
Yeah, I feel a lot more comfortable, a lot more comfortable. But I never am fully comfortable because it seems like daily there's always something that I have to deal with that I've never dealt with before.
Mm. I used to run a board. I've told this story before, but when I first started in radio, I worked at 590 and I was an intern/intern producer for Frank Cusimano and loved it. He's the greatest. He's a genuinely wonderful person. So I was really grateful to have that opportunity. But after I did my internship there, I would do some board work. I'd work the board for, it was 1190, I think it was KRFT. And it was Air America Radio, which doesn't exist anymore. I don't know why. No, I do know why. I listen K-Raft. To it every Kraft.
Ah.
K-Raft. That was what the cool kids called it.
I thought maybe it was like a whitewater company that owned it.
I don't really know that anybody listened to it.
Okay.
It was so tiny. Then when I actually got offered like a job, I was doing the morning shift, which was when we aired. I think we had ESPN radio for a while over there, but we had Stephen DC on over there for a while. And they were on a bunch of little syndicates across the country. So we had to be there to power up the station because it's a little AM station. And I think there were days in the darkest part of winter where I was manning the board for 2 hours before anybody could hear the radio station.
I worked my way up, but I was never at that level.
Oh, I don't look at internships or anything like that. Like I think it's a good process. There is nothing that you can do in media to be asked to do that is above board. That I haven't been asked to do and had to do over the course of my time to get to where I am right now. And I never was really setting out to be like, one day I'll have my own show. That wasn't it at all. I don't know what I really thought was going to be the dream job. And I think I have my dream job. But I also know that this is probably not the last thing I'm going to do. That's not how this works. So I'm prepared for that. I'm preparing for that, whatever. Try to be nice to people. Try not to burn bridges. And try to keep broadening how I can reach out to people. That is one of the reasons why you'll see, you know, Brad, you got connected with the show early on through our YouTube. Was mm-hmm. YouTube the initial way you got connected?
Yeah, YouTube. And then I ended up creating a Twitter account.
And then you ended up producing the show.
Yeah.
Not many people doing the live stream the way we were doing it. And when I worked in digital for 97.1, because I've been with 97.1 since the very beginning of 2009, I wanted all the shows to do the stuff that I was doing, but it's just very difficult. If you don't have the ability to understand intuitively how all this live stream stuff works and be willing to spend a lot of your own time on it, it's kind of ironic, but when I was, before I was on air full time, we had people in digital, we had people in promotions, we had people in marketing, we had all these different departments. Now, this is not just specific to Odyssey St. Louis. This is the way the business goes, and I am blessed to be here and grateful to be here. But if you want to do it, you better figure out a way to do it, and pretty much no one's going to tell you no. They're just going to say, go for it.
Yeah.
Good yeah. luck. So we have done... The three of us here specifically have done so much to try to broaden the reach of this show And it's usually on our own time and our own dime, and that's just the nature of the business. We don't have to do it. Nobody is like, you've got to do all these things, but you got to do them by yourself. It's just like, if you want to overachieve, you're going to have to over try.
Yeah.
And we have tried to do that.
It's strange how this is the first time I've ever done talk radio. I've been here for 5 years now, so it's not as if it's brand new, but how much oversight there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never been at a company, even media companies, where there's this little oversight. It's because we are live, daily, long form. There is just no way for even multiple managers to always know. So they're just like, look, you got to manage your show. You do it. So like you said, if you want to grow it, you want to add streams, you want to...
And it's an exercise in freedom.
It absolutely is. I love it. That's one of the reasons I love being here, is just because... You really do have the freedom to express your opinion as you see it, and really to expand your brand, if you want to call it that, mm-hmm. in whatever way you see fit.
Yeah, you never have anybody come in here and tell us, hey, you have to talk about this, you can't talk about that. We never get any of that. And like you said, we get to expand our brand as we see fit. And some of the stuff that we've done here on the show, like our reels and our shorts on YouTube, we've watched that kind of expand into other shows. The other stations have picked that up. And speaking of YouTube, I set a goal at the beginning of the year, and this is really cool. We're at what, 8,100 or something like that? 8,100?
We have 8,115 subscribers.
And my
That's
goal
grown since yesterday.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's amazing. It's awesome to watch. I mean, my goal for the whole year is 10,000 subscribers to get us that 10,000 mark. And like when I set that goal, I think we were at like 6,000 or 5,000 subscribers. So it was a lofty goal, but man, we're moving right along. I'm super excited about that. So if you know anybody that isn't subscribed to the Annie Fry YouTube,
or if you have 6 more Google accounts,
yeah, whatever, we'll take it.
It's really amazing to watch, you know, as a snowball rolls down a hill, it gathers more snow. By the time it gets to the bottom of the hill, it's a very big snowball.
What if there's no snow in the mid to bottom of the hill?
There is in this case, because what we're finding is that we started the year at the top of the hill, we're rolling and gathering people. So it's just this giant just ball of people.
Arms and legs.
And as it rolls over them, they're all attached to the ball.
Our subscriber count's going down. People are flying off.
Our people ball is going down?
It's time to take a break. Well, we appreciate you for being a part of this. And, you know, it's very wild. And I think that the whole idea of kind of being able to do some things that aren't like, you don't jump out of college and jump into your dream job. There's a lot of work that needs to go into that. And sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't. That is not just my story. That translates across a whole bunch of different fronts. So if you've experienced that, or if you're in the middle of that, keep going, keep pushing. And like I said, don't hold on too tightly. We are looking for your feedback, though. If you go to AnnieFryShow.com, that's something I've created. AnnieFryShow.com, there's a feedback menu item up there. And I'm opening this up to our on-air audience. We've done it with our on-stream audience before. But I'd really love to hear your feedback, your honest, open thoughts and opinions on the show, because that's how we can make it better. AnnieFryShow.com, click on the feedback button, fill out the quick form. We'd love to hear from you. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. I just had an idea. So Kid Rock is, don't turn this.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kid Rock, Donald Trump. What's her name, the stallion?
Megan the Stallion.
Megan?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. The.
I know it's the stallion, but if you're going to be a the, you need to be, no offense, Megan's.
Yeah. Or stallions.
Is this not like the, this needs to be the J.D. Vance song.
This one?
Like with white ASIC tennis shoes.
Doing the running man.
Yeah. Yes. In the grocery cart.
Like wearing the full ski suit.
I think it's funny that they're trying. I think it's successful in my mind, but it's all subjective. The J.D. Vance meme is like the supreme American dad. Got to check the weather so I can know when to cut the grass this week.
I haven't seen that.
No?
No. I've missed this.
Have you?
I have not seen that meme.
Oh, man.
It makes sense.
I'm going to go start retweeting most of them from a Jack Posobiec.
Okay.
But it's just like the whole weird, the word weird is in the talking points. It's really fun to know what the talking points are, but not to be like out with these are the talking points so that the people expose themselves.
And yeah, like, you got to go one right, level under it.
You're one of them. Got it. Just filing it away.
And that one is a strange one. It just doesn't.
Like you didn't say weird.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I don't. It's like they're trying to find something. They couldn't really land on anything.
This is the side of the aisle that normalized weird.
Yeah.
You'd love that too.
And the only, I mean, it makes sense though. Your dad shoe wearing family guy who wants the American dream of a house, a picket fence, and 2.5 kids is weird to these people. That's not a joke. It is weird. To achieve success in life and attribute it to something outside of yourself, to an accomplishment that exists because of something more and bigger than yourself, is weird. Good to know.
I wonder if the people who come up with this stuff, because it's not just Democrats, but man, it seems like I hear the Democrats do it more. Maybe it's just what we do, but when they come up with this stuff, I wonder if they think this is great. This is going to be so dynamic. It's going to change the race. Or if they're just like, no, this is what we do. We got to throw as much spaghetti at the wall as we can.
Dark
if
Brandon.
Something sticks. Yeah.
I was always like, okay.
With Dark Brandon?
Yeah. I mean, he could never pull it off. It happened about him, and he was napping.
Well, that's been almost everything, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why, I mean, I just didn't get it. For instance, Donald Trump's dancing. What is it? But it's iconic.
It is now.
And he dances like a goofball, and he's the president of the United States. Like, you would think that Donald Trump wouldn't do that as the president of the United States, but he does it every time.
Yeah.
Because the people love it. All there is to it. People love it. And you know, everybody knows kind of how to do the right, left, punchy, punchy Trump dance thing. And nobody says it's a good dance,
no. But
everybody loves it. What is name a single thing, one single thing that Biden did or does that everyone's like, it's just great when he does that.
Aviators.
That's not a thing that he does. That's something that someone can say, you're going to wear these.
Yeah, but I think it worked.
The Trump dance is personality.
That's very true.
You can't say, okay, Donald, this is what we want you to do. You're going to go right, and then you're going to go left, and then you're going to go right, and then you're going to get your hips in a little bit, and then you're going to crouch over and do it a little bit smaller, and everyone's going to go wild.
Yeah.
I mean, the aviators are a longtime signature thing of Joe Biden. But the aviators almost are a mockery of 2024 Joe Biden.
That's very true. And there's no campaign strategist, I think, is what you're saying, too. There's no campaign strategist going, you know what, Donald? We really need to add a dance. We think this would be great for your image.
He just entertains people.
He just does it.
People like him. I mean, Bill Clinton, can you kind of see him like the wink thing and the nod and the bite the lip thing? Bill Clinton had it. People
bite the lip thing.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It just takes me back to 1997, SNL.
I feel your pain.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was doing it.
But Joe Biden doesn't have any of that. He is a complete and total empty vessel. And then enter Kamala Harris, who is a younger, complete and total empty vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
The things that she does, people don't really like. And I'm not saying it. I don't. Her voice is grating to me. Her laugh is grating to me. But if she were saying things that I really believed in, I would still support her. I wouldn't not support her because there were certain parts about her that I don't like. I think that Donald Trump, when he gives a speech that he's really on script for, he has a monotone. It's a very, actually kind of a soothing voice that is hard to stay awake. He keeps the same tone the entire time he's talking, and then he just keeps going, and then he never changes the tone, and then he just keeps going some more, and then I'm asleep. And then I don't know what happens next, because I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Now, if he's not on script, he's all over the place. But I don't see charisma with Kamala Harris, and I certainly never saw it with Joe Biden. People are told, you will accept them. And then there's a very large contingent of people that goes, okay, why am I going to accept him? Because he's not Trump. Good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that pulls you across the finish line at the end. I do think that we have to. I think I heard today 7 or 8 points is where you need to. I think it was on Kilmeade. I was listening to him. They were talking about the potential VP pick for Kamala Harris and just, you know, what ends up happening next. We've got to try to win some of these swing states way outside the margin of error. And if they're close, is the left going to challenge them?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, they are.
And everybody on the right will be like, are you kidding me? And they're just going to go along like, of course we're going to challenge them. Why wouldn't we challenge them? Trump stole this election. And you know, we did. I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen.
I hate that. The narrative is so strong, though. You're right, because that's what a lot of people, I think the couple points that have shifted toward Harris from Biden is because the narrative is more positive. It's just more. It's not that she's any better. The policies are literally no different. It's just that it's like, oh, it's just like fun again. This is cool again. And I hate that we are at a place where we're that close, where just that little twist could be enough.
I don't think that it's hey, this is fun again. I think it's a group of people that were really not enthusiastic. They were just beaten down by Joe Biden. And that debate performance by him was an absolute body blow. They watched that and said, we have lost this election. And what you're seeing now, this little bump, this boost, is like they got that last minute phone call from the governor and they got a reprieve. So you're telling me there's a chance. And that's all this is. There's a chance because, like you were saying, everything else is the same.
I'm not sold that Kamala is going to be the person.
Yeah, wow.
I'm more confident that Kamala is going to be the nominee than not. I was more confident that Joe Biden wasn't going to be. I was 100% convinced that there is no way that they would run Joe because the only thing that matters is winning, and he wasn't going to win. So whatever happens, happens. I'm 50-50 that Kamala is the person. If Trump goes out and spends a bunch of money against Kamala Harris for 2 or 3 weeks, and then they change it again at the convention, because that's a week away, that's a strategy. I just don't trust anything that anybody is out there doing. Precedent doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter who wins the November election. The other side will not accept it. Kamala Harris could win this next election fair and square, and Trump supporters will not accept it. We'll all have our questions. We've had our questions. It's never been addressed in an open, upfront, honest way. It's always been secretive, clandestine, and very vitriolic. It's always had a lot of political slander that precedes any sort of facts. Because we don't have, I don't think we have honest brokers that are interested in truth. We're only interested in the manipulation of truth. And that just causes everybody to question everything. Where maybe 2020 was completely accurate. Maybe there's always fraud in every election. And maybe there was no more extra fraud in last election as there was in any other. And Joe Biden is absolutely rightfully the president of the United States. And maybe in this next election, Donald Trump's going to become the president because somehow or another the Republicans figure out how to steal it. I mean, these are all things that are on the table as possibility to be true, but nobody's going to trust anything because we don't have honest brokers in the media. They're partners with the people who are in power, and they're only concerned about keeping that power. So you can't trust anything.
And it's never been more obvious.
Yeah, it's like accepted.
Yeah, that's really disappointing. It should not be according to party. Flip the script and say this were Donald Trump. It was his first term. He's clearly not got all his marbles by the end of his term. Would you be coming on the radio and being like, he's fine. He's fine. Of course you wouldn't.
If I were in their position, I would be saying Joe Biden at any level is better for the future of the country than Donald Trump. That would be my case. Because I would not be able to, in good conscience and with honesty and integrity, say that I can't keep up with him. And Kamala Harris,
yes,
the person who's running for the presidency right now, who's the presumptive nominee, was just a hot second ago bullcrapping all of us as if we're supposed to just be spoon-fed what we need to know right now about the president of the United States. Obviously, that's not true. And if it's not true, how is he running the country? We don't know because we don't see him. He's nowhere to be found. If there is as much of an understanding of what is going on as I assume that there is, I think that this administration and all the people who have been behind propping it up, Kamala Harris is in the front of the line. I think it's treasonous. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we had an honest media, we would be able to call that out. I think that if the honest media would have called it out, the Democrats would have a better candidate to run right now. If they would have been honest when the honesty was necessary, they wouldn't have to figure out how to make Kamala work. The definition of treason is the crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government. And if you're trying to take away the selection of who will represent us in our government in this country by manipulating the system to keep your people in, that's pretty much like an overthrow of the government because you're overthrowing the will of the people. And you've got all the parties involved to partner with you in the deception. So come November, somebody's going to win the election. We'll find out at some point that somebody won the election and the other side's going to go bonkers and not believe it. I mean, that's like the one guarantee for election day.
And it is because everybody knows that they're being lied to so much.
Yeah. Which when you're being told the truth, why would you believe it?
Yeah, it's
hard. You can't decipher.
You almost have to have, you have to make it your full-time job. Thank God we do this. To sift through to find what's actually true. And that's if you're lucky, because it's really hard. They don't give you a full access. You can't always find it yourself. But you have to make it your life's goal to find the truth if you're going to search. And most people don't have that kind of time.
And you get burned out on it so quickly.
Yeah, because it's constant.
So quickly. It disgusts people and they have lives to lead. The situation has to be so dire that they are forced to pay attention. And the economy that people are living in right now has done that. Let's take a quick break. We'll get the results of the poll when we come back. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Who do you support for Missouri governor? Ashcroft, Igel, Kehoe, or someone else, or you're not in Missouri. You can go to the Andy Frey vote poll and vote, and we'll give you those results in about 10 minutes. We'll be right back. I call it man. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Who do you support for Missouri governor? Do you guys have any strong feeling as to how this is going to go? Because it's hard to weigh actuality with the frequency of commercial spots that you hear and social media noise and so on and so forth.
Man, it is really tough to know how this is going to go. I don't know. I know that for a while they were saying that Kehoe is leading. And then they've been saying that Eagles made some serious inroads. But Ashcroft has the biggest statewide name recognition. And he's certainly right there, too. So I have no idea. I really don't.
You have any thoughts, Brad?
I haven't looked at polls. I don't know. You know, I don't know where it is. I think this race is really interesting because you've got like three separate lanes that everybody's running in. And it's kind of the three main portions of what the GOP is as a party. You've got your outsider party, outsider lane, like Eagle. You've got your, you know, established Republican Lieutenant Governor Kehoe. And then in the middle, you've got Jay Ashcroft, who has that outsider mentality, that conservative mentality, but he's also knows how things work on the inside. So you've got three different things. It's just really fascinating to watch. I'll be honest with you, Missouri, I'm super jealous. I live in Illinois, and I'm like, man, if I had three candidates like that.
Yeah. The Emerson College polling, which is the most recent one on Real Clear Politics, it was a June poll, mid-June, June 21st, has Ashcroft at 23%, Kehoe at 20%, Eagle at 6%. And this was the one that had been cited a lot leading into the debate that we had and everything. I can only imagine that a lot of this has dramatically changed. It says, as part of the from EmersonCollegePolling.com, Kehoe's strength is older voters. 26% of voters over 60 support Kehoe, while 18% support Ashcroft. Ashcroft performs best with voters in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, 31% of whom support Ashcroft, while 15% support Kehoe. In the November presidential election, 53% of Missouri voters support former President Donald Trump, 40% support Joe Biden, 7% are undecided. In that Emerson College poll, where Ashcroft has a 3-point lead on Mike Kehoe, and then Bill Eagle is at 6%. I don't think that that's reflective at all of the current situation. Undecided was 46%. So undecided.
Wow, that's huge.
Which is why I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I tell you what, though, when I was driving down to Springfield and Branson about 2 weeks ago, it was the weekend of the attempted Trump assassination, I saw a lot of signs. So you get out of St. Louis, I didn't see a lot of Eagle signs outside of this area because I don't think he's as well known outside of the St. Louis area. Could you carry it with just St. Louis? I don't know, but I saw more Ashcroft and Kehoe signs the further I got away from this area.
The poll, which if you hurry, you can go vote in today's poll. Who do you support for Missouri Governor? Ashcroft, Eagle, Kehoe, or somebody else, or you're not in Missouri? Those are your options. You know, Illinois doesn't do anything. We'll have, obviously, congressional races. We don't have anybody running for Senate this time around. It's a very quiet election cycle in the state of Illinois. I am very interested to see. You know, we talk all the time about the presidential election, and that has a great bearing on what happens down ballot. But there are a lot of options, opportunities locally at your county level to make dramatic differences by turning your county red or securing your county to be red. Important to get involved and to participate in those systems. I want to encourage you to check out the podcast from yesterday. Scott Pressler was on with us, and he's so positive. Mm-hmm. Even on his ex profile, he just is persistently positive. People say the meanest things to him, and he always kills them with kindness. His early action vote, I keep talking about maybe going to Wisconsin or something and trying to spend 3 days or something, 2 nights, 3 days, go to Wisconsin and try to register voters or something. Would that be fun?
That'd be a blast.
I think it would be amazing. Yeah.
I don't know if we could road trip that.
We could try. Let's just do it. We were just talking earlier. We just do whatever we want and ask for permission later.
We were just talking about this earlier, and this is exactly how these things happen.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to Wisconsin?
I Kind of, I mean, I do, as long as we can go to the Dells and I can do some of the fun stuff.
I'd rather go to Arizona, but I'm not road tripping Arizona. With
that's a long drive.
That's a long time. But we could do Wisconsin. It's like 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah, if you want to go just over the border.
You can get the border
or
in
that,
five.
You can get there in five, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get the results of today's poll. Who do you support for Missouri governor? Jay Ashcroft, Bill Eigel, Mike Kehoe, or someone else, or you're not in Missouri? We have a real majority here. Bill Eigel gets 51%. Okay. So the Andy Fry Show audience out there with about 250 votes, Bill Eigel coming in hot with 51%. And then from there, Jay Ashcroft, 15%. Mike Kehoe, 12%. So he maintains his three-point lead over Mike Kehoe. someone else, or you're not in Missouri, 22%. Thank you for voting today. We appreciate it. Don't go away. Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk next. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Who do you support from Missouri governor? Do you guys have any strong feeling as to how this is going to go? Because it's hard to weigh actuality with the frequency of commercial spots that you hear and social media noise and so on and so forth.
Man, it is really tough to know how this is going to go. I don't know. I know that for a while they were saying that Kehoe is leading, and then they've been saying that Eigel's made some serious inroads, but Ashcroft has the biggest statewide name recognition, and he's certainly right there too, so I have no idea. I really don't.
You have any thoughts, Brad?
I haven't looked at polls. I don't know, you know, I don't know where it is. I think this race is really interesting because you've got like three separate lanes that everybody's running in, and it's kind of the three main portions of what the GOP is as a party. You've got your outsider party, outsider lane, like Eigel. You've got your, you know, established Republican Lieutenant Governor Kehoe, and then in the middle you've got Jay Ashcroft, who has that outsider mentality, that conservative mentality, but he's also knows how things work on the inside. So you've got three different things. It's just really fascinating to watch. I'll be honest with you, Missouri, I'm super jealous. I live in Illinois, and I look at, I'm like, man, if I had three candidates like that.
Yeah. The Emerson College polling, which is the most recent one on Real Clear Politics, it was a June poll, mid-June, June 21st, has Ashcroft at 23%, Kehoe at 20%. Eigel at 6%. And this was the one that had been cited a lot leading into the debate that we had and everything. I can only imagine that a lot of this has dramatically changed. It says, as part of the from EmersonCollegePolling.com, Kehoe's strength is older voters. 26% of voters over 60 support Kehoe, while 18% support Ashcroft. Ashcroft performs best with voters in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, 31% of whom support Ashcroft, while 15% support Kehoe. In the November presidential election, 53% of Missouri voters support former President Donald Trump, 40% support Joe Biden, 7% are undecided. In that Emerson College poll, where Ashcroft has a three-point lead on Mike Kehoe, and then Bill Eigel is at 6%, I don't think that that's reflective at all of the current situation. Undecided was 46%. So undecided.
Wow, that's huge.
Which is why I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I tell you what, though, when I was driving down to Springfield and Branson about 2 weeks ago, it was the weekend of the attempted Trump assassination, I saw a lot of signs. So you get out of St. Louis, I didn't see a lot of Eigel signs outside of this area because I don't think he's as well known outside of the St. Louis area. Could you carry it with just St. Louis? I don't know, but I saw more Ashcroft and Kehoe signs the further I got away from this area.
The poll, which if you hurry, you can go vote in today's poll. Who do you support for Missouri Governor? Ashcroft, Eigel, Kehoe, or somebody else, or you're not in Missouri? Those are your options. You know, Illinois doesn't do anything. We'll have, obviously, congressional races. We don't have anybody running for Senate this time around. It's a very quiet election cycle in the state of Illinois. I am very interested to see. You know, we talk all the time about the presidential election, and that has a great bearing on what happens down ballot. But there are a lot of options, opportunities locally at your county level to make dramatic differences by turning your county red or securing your county to be red. Important to get involved and to participate in those systems. I want to encourage you to check out the podcast from yesterday. Scott Pressler was on with us, and he's so positive. Mm-hmm. Even on his ex profile, he just is persistently positive. People say the meanest things to him, and he always kills them with kindness. His early action vote, I keep talking about maybe going to Wisconsin or something and trying to spend 3 days or something, two nights, 3 days, go to Wisconsin and try to register voters or something. Would that be fun?
That'd be a blast.
I think it would be amazing. Yeah.
I don't know if we could road trip that.
We could try. Let's just do it. We were just talking earlier. We just do whatever we want.
Yeah,
and ask for permission later.
We were just talking about this earlier, and this is exactly how these things happen.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to Wisconsin?
I do, as long as we can go to the Dells and I can do some of the fun stuff.
I'd rather go to Arizona, but I'm not road tripping Arizona with you.
That's a long drive.
That's a long time. But we could do Wisconsin. It's like 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah, if you want to go just over the border.
You can get the border
or
in
that,
five.
You can get there in five, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get the results of today's poll. Who do you support from Missouri governor? Jay Ashcroft, Bill Eigel, Mike Kehoe, or someone else, or you're not in Missouri? We have a real majority here. Bill Eigel gets 51%. So
okay.
The Andy Fry Show audience out there with about 250 votes, Bill Eigel coming in hot with 51%. And then from there, Jay Ashcroft, 15%. Mike Kehoe, 12%. So he maintains his 3-point lead over Mike Kehoe. someone else, or you're not in Missouri, 22%. Thank you for voting today. We appreciate it. Don't go away. Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk next.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.